What's Van Ruff here from 90 Anime, and we are diving into the 90 No Anime podcast. This week, we got a super special episode because it's Sione's birthday, motherfucker! Thought I forgot, bitch.
I'm old now.
I actually don't know if you thought I forgot, but I was pushing it off.
I didn't say anything all day, okay? I was getting ready to pull the knife on you.
I was waiting. I was like waiting until we did the podcast. But we're doing anime Would You Rather. I got some questions ready. Some I found on the internet. Some I came up with myself. I'll leave the decisions on which ones I came up with to you all.
So but you're telling me you started anime Would You Rather and you didn't tell me I need to bring a drink here with me?
No, because I can't drink. I have to go pick up my daughter after this. I'm not saying you got to get drunk for Would You Rather. I mean, we could do a drinking Would You Rather in the future if you want to. If you guys like this format.
We'll see. If you guys like this, if you guys are interested, you know.
We'll find out. But remember, you can get the podcast over on patreon.com/90anime. You get the exclusive post show. You get it with no ads. You get it all sexified. And you get all of our uncut reactions. You get access to the Minecraft server. There's a ton more coming. So strap in. Stay tuned. But are you all ready to just dive straight in?
Yes.
No. No.
Would I rather with anime characters?
Do you think I'd ever want to be ready for this?
No. I didn't say would you rather with anime characters.
What is this?
It's a would you rather. We'll get into it. Just don't worry.
Okay.
All right. There's a few. Don't worry. There's a few tame ones. There's a few spicy ones. Starting with number one. Would you rather never watch anime again? Or the only thing that you can ever watch is anime. That means no YouTube videos, no movies, no TV, nothing. But you have anime, which is a pretty wide, you know, there's a lot of various things in anime genres.
I already know my answer on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's purely because the fact that I'm not interested in hentai that I would have to drop anime.
Oh shit.
purely because I just hentai doesn't do it for me. I'd have to drop anime because of that.
Are books affected by this?
No, because you're not watching a book.
Okay, so it's just media.
Yes. Well, like, you'd be able to play a video game, right? It's not, you're not watching a video game. But yeah, you could only watch anime. The, like, physical TV, movies, porn, hentai, like, all of that.
So anything else you tried to look at that wasn't anime is just blurred, basically.
But, it's like, so blurred you can't see it. No volume, I would say.
It's a blurry mess, and it's just, like, you hear it, and it sounds like someone's talking through a can, like, wah, 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 yeah. Wah, 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 wah.
See, you got me thinking, because I thought this was going to be an easy one, right? Like, I don't want to give up other TV shows, but there's enough genres of anime that I think is fine, and I don't think I would ever want to not be able to watch anime again. Like, that would suck. But now, like, you're bringing up, like, don't get me wrong, I'm fine with some hentai, but, like, no porn?
Like ever? No. Here's the thing. There is more hentai than you could imagine. Okay, you have barely scratched the surface. Yes, the hentai will outclass the porn if you had to one to one them. Okay, like there is more.
There's no way. There's no way. There's no way that there is more porn that requires literal teams of people to draw, animate, voice act, and more versus the amount of people who can literally break out their iPhone and be like, come on, let's fuck.
But are you watching the super shitty amateurs?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Exactly. The majority is not.
That's a very popular tag. That is a very popular tag. The amateur tag.
But I think you're underestimating. I think you're underestimating the amount of studios that animate hentai.
I think that we are underestimating how much of a weeb you are.
I'm just saying, like,
H-Man's like, I will gladly give up real people porn. Fuck real people. They suck. Give me all the hentai. Give me all the anime.
I'm just saying, there was that last episode we did where you didn't even know there were actual studios producing hentai. There's literally probably easily 50 studios that do hentai.
You're not wrong. All right. You know what? I will say I will keep anime for a few reasons. One, I feel like I could realistically do without both. Like, I feel like I could choose either or. But anime does have a wide enough variety, and I feel like, at least lately, in terms of No, I take it back. I lose YouTube and Twitch streams. Take it back. I'm sorry, anime. I was going to say, like, I was also going to bring up the fact that, like, it's part of my job, but I can't give up YouTube and Twitch. That's what I watch more than anything else. So, like we watched like a whole ass like Smash tournament last night, like on Twitch. Like, this, I can't. I watch too much YouTube and I watch too much. Sione, I'm kind of shocked because Sione doesn't watch content. So I'm shocked that he had an anti anime stance.
Porn.
Okay. An H man's a weeb. There you go.
Like,
wow. So, I mean,
so never watch. So weirdly enough, on the anime podcast, 2-1, never watch anime again.
I mean, if it came down to that, then yeah. But like,
we don't deserve it, then yeah,
I do anime, of course. But like,
we don't. God damn it, we don't deserve to have an anime podcast. We should just give the rights to H-Man and just go do something else. All right, would you rather go into an anime world of your choosing, any anime world, or would you rather bring one anime character into the real world? You bring in Rem? She gonna be your new roommate?
Sure, why not?
I mean, you're assuming Rem's gonna love you.
I mean, I would assume. I feel like that's got to be the case, right? Like, you bring the anime character into the real world, and they're your buddy. At least. So I guess you do have a risk of being friend zoned, but
like, going into the anime world does sound like a lot of fun, though. Like, The real question is, like, what anime world would you want to go into?
So weirdly enough, I feel like I would want to pick maybe not necessarily SAO, but an anime like that. Because you kind of get the best of both worlds, right? Like, you have the real world, which is just the real world. And you have this digital world that is pretty much anything. And let's be honest here, everything that any of us could ever dream for. And you could, it just works. Like, imagine just being like, you know what? I'm not feeling real life today. I'm going to Alfheim or whatever world. And you have to understand, too, in that world, there's MMO or VR MMOs or whatever are super common, right? The ones they showed were just the ones that he played. Yeah. So like, there is more MMOs than just the two places we saw, like than Sword Art Online and Alfheim and whatever.
Well, yeah, because with Gun Gale Alternative, they explained
like a whole bunch.
There was a shit ton of them.
So while that world sounds fun and all, if anything, I think a fun world to live in would be Konosuba.
But that's the thing, right? Is like, you could go into a world of Konosuba in SAO, but also be able to leave so you can actually shit in running water in an actual toilet. You don't have a toilet in Konosuba land. But in SAO world, you could be like, shit, I gotta poop. All right, yo, I'll be right back. Walk into your bathroom, leave out. All right, well, cool.
I'm sure there's toilets. I'm sure there's toilets in the world of Konosuba.
Yeah, but not running water.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not. They do not have functioning toilets that require electricity, H-Man. This is a world that, like, they sleep in hay bales, dude.
Well, they did because they were poor. Yes. But whenever they got the mansion, they had a bath and lights and all of it.
Bath, yes, they have bath, but do they have toilets? Have we ever seen a toilet? Does Kona... Hold on. Because I think that's what it comes down to. I was thinking about this the other day.
If Konosuba has toilets, you're in.
Yeah, I'm down to get isekai. I was thinking about it the other day because I was like, damn, I wonder where I would want to get isekai. I think I was thinking of podcast ideas and I was going to like come up with an isekai one. And then I was like thinking about it and I was like, well...
That was actually one of our previous podcasts.
Yeah, and I was like, no, toilets. I was like, I don't want to go anywhere if I can't have, I mean, generally running water. Like no showers.
Talk about potty time.
No showers.
Let's talk about potty time.
I like, bro, I can't function without a shower. Like I know some people don't mind. Like some people can go like a day, you know, maybe not ideally, but they can go a day or two without wearing a shower, or like they could wake up and be like, oh, I gotta go fucking run errands. They'll go run errands. I'll shower when I get back. I can't do that. Like I just, the extent of what I will do unshowered is drive Evie to school. And I think that mostly stems from the fact of like, fuck, if I shower, she's late. And also, I'm only in my car. I don't really have to go anywhere. But like, I don't like going to the store. I don't like going out. Even back when I used to go to the gym, like go out to the gym, not have like gym stuff here. Like when I used to go out to the gym, I was like, I had to go shower. I was like, I was not one of those people of like, even if I was going early, I'm not waking up early, going to the gym, then coming back home and showering. I'm showering, going to the gym, then showering when I get back. Because I just like, I don't feel comfortable. I don't know why, but I like, I always feel weird about like going out if I haven't showered.
Yeah. See, my thing is I'll feel dirty. Like I'll be in my house. Yeah. And I feel fine.
Yes.
Same. The moment I go to leave the door, I'll be like, now I feel dirty and I have to go shower. Yeah.
Yes. Like I could do that. I could do a day. Like it's not ideal, but like, as long as I don't have to like, if I don't have to record and like present myself or whatever. Right. I'll gladly chill. I'll take a shower at fucking 7 at night. I don't give a fuck. Like, I haven't done nothing. I'm just hanging out in the house. But yeah, the second I walk out the door, I'm like, I'm dirty. Can't do this.
Yeah. I like to be clean and showered.
Right? Because I used to do like random things. Like, I used to help my uncle or like whatever. Like, oh, we're going to go do yard work. And be like, all right, I got to shower real quick. He's like, why the fuck are you going to shower? You're going to go out. You're going to get filthy. I was like, I'll shower when I get back. He's like, just fucking shower when you get back. Why are you going to? I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm weird. I don't make the rules.
I mean, I'm picking the Naruto world every day of the week.
So you want to go to Naruto?
Yes, because they do have flushing toilets and showers, and they even have radio technology, as we learned. And so everybody has a solid chance of being a ninja.
Fair.
I mean, you got to pass the tuning exams.
Right? Is that depending on where that's the other thing too? Is that depending on the world you go, you might just have no fucking powers. At least with SAO, it's a video game. I don't have to worry. I could keep doing what I'm doing and have my digital world.
I mean, I just
and have a shower.
Just teach me how to steal.
They might not be friends with you if you don't got powers. Got to think about that. But I don't want to rain anybody's parade. So, H-Man, final results. You're going Naruto. You would rather go into an anime world of your choosing.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You know what I find funny? None of us chose to bring an anime character into the real world. But I guess I kind of get it, because it's like, I don't even know how that would work.
Like, don't get me wrong, if I could, like, take the powers of the character into this real world for me...
No,
I would probably choose that. But like, just bring them here. I can't be like, yo, I need you to heist this bank for me. I'd feel bad.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not. It's going to sound rude. I had a feeling Sione was going to pick what he did. I thought H-Man was going to pick like Hinata or some waifu and be like, she going to be my girlfriend forever and ever. Now we'll protect her.
I'm not.
Now, you have to understand. Wait, think about it. This is an anime thing, right? It's a would you rather. Bring one anime character in the real world. You're telling me that I guarantee you, almost everybody listening, that was their default thought process.
So, okay,
which waifu do I want to bring back?
That was their default thought process, right?
Yes, 100%.
One question I have to you is, if you do bring them into this world, how are you going to introduce them to our world and basically tell them, your world, you can no longer go back to? Imagine having that conversation.
You'd have to be like, let's watch your anime.
Yeah, let's watch your
You're
anime
not real.
Where you belong. This is the part where I actually pulled you from the story, and now the story continues without you. That's how little you mattered to their story. Okay, you're part of my story now. But now imagine trying to like show this anime person, right? Depending on which era of the world you pulled them from, right? There's cars outside driving. What are these metal chariots outside? You know, like, how are you going to explain this to this person?
Yeah, a lot of them have magic. I don't know. Like, yeah, but that is a good point.
How are you
going
to just be like, yeah, you're welcome to the normal world. Enjoy.
Waifus are an unrealistic standard, which is why they are our waifus and they are animated in 2D. Yeah. You think that that babe, like, you think Hinata's gonna stay with me? Some Chad motherfucker's gonna come along, be like, yo, I'll take you to New York tonight. And she's gonna be like, yo, we can still be friends, but I gotta go. And I'm gonna be like, I get it. You deserve better.
Like, that guy has a six pack.
But I'm glad, like, that I pulled you from your world. That guy has a
private jet, and I'm gonna be like, you know what? I get it. If I was you, I would make the same choice. Like, fair.
Like, fair. So. Well, all right. Stop being degenerates, you fucks. Not you two, the listeners. I know what you all do. I know what you all do. The YouTube viewers. Y'all are the ones that are kidnapping waifus. Audio listeners, y'all the Chads. I know y'all aren't freaky. All right. Would you rather have a human body with anime eyes or have an anime body with human eyes? It's weird to think about, right? I saw this one and I was like trying to picture it in my head, and I was like, oh god, we have to include this.
Human body with anime eyes.
That's what I was thinking. Well, I guess I feel like you'd be famous instantly, right?
Well, wait. So the anime will the anime body be flesh? Anime eyes. Like, will the anime body be made? Yeah, I mean flesh
think about, like, when we play Fortnite and they have the anime characters, like, they still look like anime characters, but they are 3D. Think of every fucking Naruto video game you've ever played. Like,
yeah, I take it back. I'm going anime body.
Okay, really?
I can instantly be a husband. Husbandos can show no eyes, as we've learned, and still be husbandos.
So what you would do is you would find some see-through cloth and tie it around and be like, they don't need to know.
Or put a headband over an eye and grow some bangs on the other side. Absolutely.
Like, they don't need to know. That's a good point.
And you know what? I have pretty eyes already, so I would be okay with it.
I'm going meta. I want a human body, anime eyes, my channel explodes. I have 10 million subs by the end of the month. Easy.
See, but you could do that with an anime body.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
I don't know.
I feel like, think about it. You go to watch a video and somebody straight up has giant fucking anime eyes, you'd be mesmerized. You'd be like, "What? This is crazy. This is a phenomenon."
I mean, but if someone's literally doing like a hot tub stream and they have an anime body, though.
You'd have to cover your eyes, though.
I'd be super confused.
You also have to understand, well, I guess, you know. You also understand, like, you know, we are dudes.
So I guess I'm curious, does this trait pass down to your children?
Sure.
Good for them. They're going to get a real good deal.
So either you can pass down an anime body, or you could create a hybrid. But
normal eyes.
See, I'm also thinking of the fact that, like, I wouldn't have to work out. I would instantly be in.
That's not, like, how that works.
Optimum. Well, I would be. That's not how that works. I would be an optimum anime body form.
That's not how that works. You realize that not.
You don't get anime body and go Giga Chad, sir. Yeah,
not every single anime character has a six pack. Most of them don't.
Right. I mean, well,
only the MCs do.
Yeah. Well, like the main characters, the people that train, like, shape. That's just Japan.
Yeah.
That's just because it's based in Japan, and Japan food is not as bad for you as the shit we have. Right. People in Japan are just generally skinnier.
Yes. That is, we've achieved the goal. That is, there you go. So, I don't need a six pack.
So if your body is exactly the same, but anime style.
Okay. Like, I would go anime.
You can't just automatically take Gojo's body. Like, you're not swapping. Well, I don't need Gojo. With an anime, I don't even character.
Go Choji. Like.
Oh yeah. So still, you still choose anime character?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay, fair.
Out of curiosity, I'm practical. Like, this anime body, right?
Yes.
When you do things that are anime themed, does it also come with its own theme song?
No.
So, like, I'm gonna if vote you're doing something yes. that's no, if no, you're it's like just, running at like a high no, speed no, or
it's,
something,
no,
like,
it's just a body. No, it's literally just your eyes stay the same, your body transforms, like some Pinocchio shit. The other one is your body stays the same, your eyes change.
So, okay, my next question: who's animating it? That's the real question. Because that,
I don't fucking know, man.
Are we talking like a Studio Ghibli anime? Or are we talking like a MAPPA anime?
Whatever one you want, it doesn't matter.
Neither, because it's becoming flesh and blood.
Yeah, like you'd look like a Genshin character. Like they'd be 3D.
Well, you'd look like you, only reshaped.
Yeah.
I have to go with the eyes then, because
I don't know if
I'll be able to throw a disc still with an anime body.
You'd be able to throw it farther.
You'd still have hands. What do you mean farther? H-Man, anime characters don't just automatically gain magic powers.
They do. That's facts. Proven facts.
They're slice of life anime.
Yes.
Yeah, but like...
And they still do unattainable feats.
Fine. Okay. I'm going with eyes. My will has been unshattered.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with eyes because I can't. I don't know this body process. I'm a little scared. I like this.
So eyes. You're still sticking with anime body.
Yeah, anime. H-Man wants to stick with anime body. He got it.
Anime body. H-Man.
I like. He's afraid of the anime body, right? Because he might.
Yes.
Something might go wrong, and he can't throw a disc. But yet, the anime eyes. Something could still might go wrong, and then he can't see.
No, it wouldn't go wrong. You'd be, if anything, your eyes are bigger. You'd be able to see better.
But that's his fear of the anime body, is that it's going to go wrong and he can't do anything.
His concern is that the anime body will be incapable of throwing a disc. That's his concern. I don't know why he has that concern.
I have not seen any anime characters throw discs. There's no anime disc golfing.
I guarantee that there is a Frisbee anime.
There is.
Probably an alternate disc, but not disc golf, sir.
Whatever. Close enough.
I'm gonna find it.
Bunch of filthy.
Would you rather be an anime hero? Or an anime villain.
Villain? Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I agree. It's just easier.
It's so much easier.
If you think about it. Yeah, like, if you think about it, as an anime villain, right? Like, it's way easier because you don't got to worry about civilian casualties because you're a villain. You don't give a fuck. You slaughter everybody. The heroes, they got to try and, like, help. But then they have to also like make sure they're not killing anybody. You also can't kill the villain. If you're a villain, you could just be like, nah, fuck you, hero, bitch, die. And then they're like, my problems are solved.
Well, no, because the anime hero always wins in the end.
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
It's not how that works. No, it's not.
The anime hero might lose companions along the adventure and journey, but in the end, they will always win.
This just you choose.
You are incorrect there, H-Man.
You're just picking an anime. You're just saying based on the anime that I've seen, anecdotal evidence, it could go either way.
An anime we've all seen that where the hero isn't winning.
Which one?
Overlord.
Oh. Yeah. Good point.
I knew you were gonna say Overlord.
Good point. And there's more than just that. That's not true. There's definitely more, I'm sure.
I'm not going to pick up another example because I already came in from, there's none to, here's one. Well, there's no more now. No. We're not going down this deep hill. I've already won.
But you can also say he was the anime hero. Let's be real.
Don't even start with this. All right. I'm going to stick with villain. I agree with Sione on this one. I didn't think this one was going to be a long debate, but
I just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, I stick with villain as well. H-Man?
I think I'd go hero.
Okay, just understand, just like in the world of My Hero Academia, plenty of heroes get fucking clapped by the villains constantly.
Why do I feel like this is how it's going to be in the Minecraft server?
That's the goal. That's the goal.
H-Man's going to be rocking the Marines on the good side.
You're sticking with hero?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you guys ready? Would you rather, and you should all pay attention to this a lot, would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more anime? Or have anime, unlimited anime, but no anime. I can repeat it if you need me to.
And the other one, you don't lose bacon?
Let me re-explain. It seems like you're confused.
Yeah.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more anime? Or have anime, unlimited anime, but no anime.
How can you have unlimited anime but no anime?
Just answer the question. Would you rather have unlimited bacon but no more anime, or have anime, unlimited anime, but no anime?
Bacon.
I'm losing.
You're going with bacon.
I'm losing anime in both scenarios.
I need you to just listen. Are you not? I'll read it one more time. I need an answer. Sione's already on the side of bacon. And I agree. I love bacon.
Bacon.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more anime? Or have anime? Unlimited anime, but no anime.
Do, 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 do.
You gotta pick one.
Come on, choose one.
I can read it again if you need me to.
There's two options ahead of you, sir.
I don't think reading the question that makes H-Man, no sense.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more anime, or would you have anime, unlimited anime, but no anime?
I'll just do the first one.
What's the first one?
The unlimited bacon.
So you would rather have unlimited bacon, but no more anime, over having anime, unlimited anime, but no anime.
Yes, because at least I get bacon in the first one.
Okay. All right.
I lose anime on both options. So I mean,
maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe you're just not paying attention to the answer.
Unlimited anime.
I stand by bacon. I know,
but no unlimited anime. You can't have unlimited anime and then but no anime. Either it's unlimited anime and you have anime, or you don't have anime. Like,
yeah, see, I think you're misunderstanding the question. Let me read it one more time.
He is misunderstanding the question.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more anime? Why are you laughing? Unlimited bacon, but no more anime. This is a very serious question. I don't know why you're laughing. Have anime. Unlimited anime, but no anime.
Every time. It's the same thing. It's just, you can't add on but no anime. That doesn't make sense.
I know, I'm aware I'm not changing, and I just feel like you're not understanding the question.
He isn't. No, get away from Google.
You're not allowed to Google this.
I'm not.
So Googling. Which one are you choosing? Would you rather A, have unlimited bacon, but no more anime, or B, have anime, unlimited anime, but no anime? A or B?
I'm just gonna go with A.
You heard it first. H-Man chose bacon over anime. Fake anime fan. All right. Would you rather attend the UA Academy for My Hero Academia, or would you rather attend the Duel Academy from Yu-Gi-Oh! GX? So understanding, obviously, you don't get to pick your power. I would say you got accepted into UA. You have some power. You have something.
I'd just be a side character like in Class B.
Yeah. Like, you don't know. It might not be great. It might be fucking Mineta. You might have balls that when you pull them off, you bleed. You know what I mean? Like, it could be anything. But Duel Academy, at least. Diversified. Whatever. You're telling me you want to be Mineta?
He has a great power, realistically, yeah.
Okay,
terrible personality. Great power.
Would you rather attend UA Academy from My Hero Academia or attend the Duel Academy from Yu-Gi-Oh! GX?
My Hero? Yeah, just because I think it'd be fun to live in a world full of superpowers compared to people who are obsessed over collecting cards, like living in a world like with.
Yeah, but understand that the cards are different. I mean, they got dual discs. You could duel anywhere. The holograms are really realistic.
Super realistic. You know what else is realistic?
And you can literally control the world from a card game.
Actual powers? Yeah, you're not wrong. I'm going with My Hero, too.
Yeah.
See, it is.
I mean, cards are cool, don't get me wrong. But, that means I'd live in a world, owned by Kaiba Corp.
No.
He just owns certain sectors.
See, the person who is the greatest duelist is the owner of the world. That is just how that is how the Yu-Gi-Oh! World works.
Yeah.
If you are the best duelist.
Kaiba's just like, he's like Steve Jobs or like Jeff Bezos, right? Like he developed a product that everybody adopted. He made the iPhone of that world. Pegasus invented the card game. I'm not talking about the card game. I'm talking about the duel discs and all of the dueling stuff that Kaiba developed. Not the cards. That's why I use Steve Jobs or the other person, because they made technology, not paper. Does that change your opinion? Mine's still my hero.
Yeah, still my hero.
H-Man?
I think I would attend Duel Academy.
Duel Academy?
Yeah.
I had a feeling you were going to pick that, but I wasn't sure.
I like the ability to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, like, with the quirk, you are stuck with that quirk.
Yes.
Where dueling, I can learn.
You could train. And become
better. True. And I could become a CEO of a company just from learning how to duel at the academy. So, I mean, I can perpetually improve on.
I mean, yeah, but so here's the thing, though, H-Man. So you're using the example of, like, if I get better at X card game, I could be a CEO, right? I mean, if you get better at certain things in this world, you could become a CEO. In that world, how many low-rate, basic-ass bitch duelists that never go anywhere exist?
A lot, but none of them make it to Duel Academy.
You basically... Well, that's the thing. Oh, true. So you do. I guess that is a good point. Yeah, just
graduating from Duel Academy is like graduating from Harvard in our world. Like,
yeah, but that doesn't mean anything anymore.
Granted,
their world's different than ours. But
like,
yeah,
graduating from a Duel Academy is like starting at like already with that.
But so it says attend. It doesn't say graduate. So what if you flunk out?
If I flunk out, then that means I just. But you could also flunk out of being a hero. So. You know,
you're all right. You're spitting facts. I'm still choosing my hero. Power sounds dope.
H-Man's choosing
Duel Academy.
Media world then. Okay.
Yeah.
So just to make this clear, we both chose anime and you chose a cartoon.
No, Yu-Gi-Oh is anime. What the fuck are you talking about?
Is it really?
Yes, it has a manga.
It is literally made in Japan. Why are you confused?
Because it has a manga. I didn't know it had a manga.
I want the comments super to dark. Destroy him.
I know. Like what? Like what? It was on. It was on Toonami. Like, did you think Dragon Ball Z was a cartoon too?
It wasn't only on Toonami though.
Yeah, I know that.
Like, well, it was on
local television.
Yu-Gi-Oh was on 4Kids.
So was Dragon Ball Z, and so was Pokemon. Yeah, so was One Piece, and so was...
One Piece.
That's
One Piece.
Naruto was on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, like, what? What?
Show me this manga.
How did you...
I had a manga.
The manga was super dark.
Cartoon.
No, it's not a cartoon. I wouldn't have included it if it wasn't an anime. Would you rather?
Do it on Saturdays with...
Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, but One Piece was on there too.
Every other anime. The only thing that wasn't an anime was Code Lyoko. That was the only thing that wasn't an anime.
It was a French anime.
Anime equals Japanese animation. Code Lyoko is not a Japanese French animation. Unless literally every single person that worked in that French studio was born from Japan and they were all Japanese, then sure, you can call it a Japan-French animation. But that doesn't exist.
A Japan-French animation?
It's a French animation. You can call it French anime, but you can't call it an anime. It's a French anime.
I specifically said French anime.
What?
Don't use the word anime here.
It's like, all right, Chinese on to the next one.
Sione's mind is fucking blown. Sione, you should look up the crazy shit that happens in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Manga, like how they set people on fire and murder each other. That was before it became popular, and then they were like, we should tell this. Yeah, I swear to God. Yu-Gi-Oh! Was essentially like a horror manga, pretty much, before it wasn't always about cards. It was about games, like the Yu-Gi-Oh! The King of Games, and it was about various different games. But it wasn't until like the cards came out and the card thing became popular, and then it became a TV show, and they were like, fuck, this is for kids. We can't make this. We can't burn people alive anymore.
I just can't believe Sione didn't know this was an anime.
I didn't know it was a manga. Like, I didn't know it had a manga.
Yeah.
I always attribute to, it was just a cartoon.
No.
I mean, it makes sense, but like, I never really, like, that's not how I attributed it.
The Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans are mauling right now.
I mean, that's fine. All right.
Would you rather have the powers of a Pokemon, or would you rather be a Pokemon trainer?
Depends. Do I have to stay inside the ball?
No. You have the powers. You're still you. You just have the power. So, like, for example, if you're like, I'm going to pick Charizard's powers, you could fly. I would say in that case, you probably have wings, but you could fly and you could blow fire. Right? Like, things like that. Like, so you choose. You either have the powers of the Pokemon or be a Pokemon trainer. It doesn't say, would you rather be a Pokemon or a Pokemon trainer? Powers of a Pokemon.
Am I a captured Pokemon or a free Pokemon?
It's, you're not, you you're the, not,
you're
a,
not
Pokemon.
A Pokemon.
You just have the powers.
Powers of a Pokemon.
You're still you, but with Pokemon powers of one singular Pokemon.
Yeah.
So either I can have multiple instead of a Pokeball or only one.
What?
Yes, either you are a Pokemon trainer or you just get the powers of a singular Pokemon.
Yeah, you pick, yeah. Or I would say random.
You're staying human.
You don't get to choose the Pokemon? No matter what.
No, because I think if you choose which Pokemon, that's too OP, because you could just be like, I'm choosing Arceus, I'm the god of the universe. Then I think that's
yeah, let me go
much.
Create a planet over here real quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can exclude legendaries, let's do that, because the thing is, like, if that's the case, then yeah, you'd choose easily a Pokemon trainer, because you could have multiple Pokemon.
Yeah, but even...
If I got to choose which Pokemon's power...
That's true. All right, so
that I would choose.
So you could pick one, but scrap no legendaries. No, like, crazy, I can destroy the universe powers.
No legendaries. But if I had the choice between choosing which Pokemon and, like, which powers, two Pokemon,
okay.
Smeargle and Ditto.
Ditto's a really good choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could become the ultimate thief.
You could literally do whatever
you want. Yeah, I have the powers of Pokemon. Fuck it. I'm going to be a supervillain. Let's go. Ditto me up, baby. Holy shit. I never thought about that. You got a good point. I was convinced. I thought we were all going to pick Pokemon trainer, but you know what? You spin facts. I'm choosing Ditto. Let's go.
And Smeargle, because you can sketch anything. Literally, he can copy anything.
Yeah, that is.
All you
got
to do is just,
really
just have someone who knows what they're doing show you what to do, and you just, boop, sketch.
Hmm. So Sioni wants to be a manga artist.
See, I kind of want to be like Celebi.
Sure.
No, we already said no legendaries.
Celebi's not a legendary.
Celebi is a legendary. Celebi, fine, no mythicals either. No legendaries, no mythicals.
This fucking guy.
Mythical really is legendary.
I mean, like, it's just like, it's a legendary not under the classification of
legend. No, shut up. Legendaries are mythicals. Mythicals are not legendaries. We said no, like, universe-breaking powers. Normal Pokemon.
Time travel.
It was just time travel. Yeah, exactly. So no Celebi. No mythicals, no legendary.
I mean, I was going to take the Pokemon powers no matter what.
Oh, okay. So which Pokemon?
I'm not 100% sure.
I was going to go Pokemon trainer, but once Sioni said Ditto, like, I'm going Ditto. Let's go.
Dude, Ditto, that just sounds so cool.
Honestly,
so you would rather have a random one than be a Pokemon trainer.
Well, I mean, I would probably go, like, Dragonite, because he can fly at, like, subsonic speeds. So, like, that by itself, I could just go anywhere in the world at any time, and that would be legit. Plus, I would be immune to most other powers, and that's really cool, too.
Yeah, but you're super weak to your own type.
Yeah, and ice.
Literally,
okay.
You can't go nowhere that's snowing.
You can't go anywhere that's cold.
I just can't run into an iceberg or else my head will get a boo-boo. Be fine.
So you're literally just choosing Dragonite just so you can fly anywhere.
Which is fair.
Absolutely.
But, like,
I'm pretty sure he's outside of I think outside of legendaries, he is the fastest flying Pokemon.
I think you're right.
I thought that was Pidgeot.
No, because he was used as a messenger by Mewtwo because he could speed, he could fly.
Yeah, the Dragonite's like stupidly fast, even though it doesn't look like it.
Even though his little baby wings don't take him anywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Little baby wings.
It defies all logic, but it does work. Yeah, so you would have wings.
Those little bit. Yeah, I'll take
little
it.
Little baby wings.
All right. Would you rather?
Do you like Gravity Falls?
Mob Psycho.
86.
Cowboy Bebop.
The live action.
Naruto Shippuden?
The one with the swing set?
Then swing over to Patreon at patreon.com/naughtynoanime. You get all that stuff early and uncut.
And sexy.
Can we go back to the reaction now?
Have the skills and power of Naruto. Or Would you rather have the skills and power of Goku?
In our world,
for H-Man. In our world, I'm picking Goku. I'll explain why in a minute, but I don't want to influence your decision. What are you Googling?
I'm doing my job.
Oh, yeah, notes. I forgot you take notes. So H-Man, would you rather have the skills and power of Naruto or have the skills and power of Goku?
No, I'm going to go Naruto. Yeah.
So why?
One, a lot of things I can't go into. His end show abilities are in such a way that I could travel anywhere on the planet that I wanted, and that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Which you can do as Goku as well. But
I mean, yeah, I was gonna say Goku literally has instant transmission.
But ninjas can survive on the moon and Saiyans cannot. So I'm gonna go ninja.
How the fuck? I mean, I don't even care if this is a spoiler at this point. How the fuck? They're still human.
Yeah, I don't they know how. I don't know how
that is to not, ex- no.
I don't no know shot. How to. Ex- they fought on the moon. This isn't
that
spoilers
is
the for the
dumbest
series,
thing I've
way.
Ever heard. That is yes, the dumbest
it's not
thing
spoilers
heard.
For the series. It is a. It's like Naruto the last movie. It's a movie.
Oh, so it's not canon. So
no,
it's
no,
fake.
No, it's 100% canon. It was done up by Kishimoto.
What's the name of the movie?
Naruto the Last.
Yeah, it is the only canon Naruto movie.
Yep, it's the one he did for the end of the series.
On the moon?
It's on the moon! Ninjas can fight on the moon! So I've taken ninjas!
What?
I'm choosing Saiyans because they've proven they can come back to life multiple times.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
Dragon
I mean,
Balls, not Saiyans.
Yeah, that's Dragon Balls. You wouldn't have the powers of that. You wouldn't. All right. I want it for instant transmission. Like, if I could have any power in the world, I know I always joke about like the fire thing, so I never have to lose a lighter. If I could have instant transmission, that's all I could ever want.
Yeah,
I'd be a millionaire tomorrow. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Inside the bank. Thank you. And then boom, and nobody will ever know. I can pretend like I'm not a terrible person that robs banks.
You can't
and I can go wherever I want. You can if you can see inside
transmission?
Of it.
No. You have to either see inside of it or detect it. Or the
some
key.
Banks, you just have to know where it is in the location. Some banks usually have like the safe and then they have like various layers of like fencing. Almost, it's obviously stronger than fencing, but you know what I mean. And a lot of the times, like, you can see into the safe because the safe is open because they're like working in business and they have to go in there, but like the gates are shut, so you can still see. I've seen that a couple times. I might have to go into a couple banks to find it, but I'm just saying.
I would just
scrap
the
banks. I can do there's so many different
it.
Yeah, there's so many different things I can do. I could become a travel vlog and just once a day just travel to play. Boop. Boop,
yeah. See,
boop,
Naruto has boop. Essentially that same thing, only I think it's a little more effective.
No. See, you're talking about them being able to breathe on the moon, and I no longer have any faith in the story of Naruto. Like, that is one of the dumbest. I'm not. You're right. I looked it up. You're right. But that is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, they are literally just normal humans that like have ninja powers and like, oh, they can breathe in space. And it's like, that just seems like the biggest asshole I've ever heard in anime.
It's very well explained. And
there's no way to explain that these random basic humans can live in space and breathe in space. That's just weird.
I mean, I think
I don't know. It just.
Saiyans just
I don't know. There's
can't.
Something about it. There's something about it that just like I doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, Saiyans just suck because that's the only like every other alien race shows up and they're like, "Yo, fight me up here in space," and then they can't.
You're a fucking liar. The Naruto moon has an atmosphere because it has plants, animals, water, and people lived there. So it's not our moon. Their moon is a habitable planet.
No. They did not. There is no atmosphere on the moon.
If there's plants, animals, and water, there is an atmosphere. You're telling me that the animals in Naruto also can survive in space?
No, because that's there's a chakra tunnel in the thing, which goes to the internals of the moon, and the inside of the moon was set up in such a way by a very powerful figure who I cannot name. Do not read too much on the movie. A very powerful figure I cannot name.
I don't give a fuck right now.
Was able to set it up so that was possible. They fight on the surface of the moon, though, which does not have an atmosphere.
The exterior of the moon is barren, covered with craters and canyons.
Yeah.
It has a weak gravity, but is still able to maintain a breathable atmosphere.
Yeah, so it has an so it's not the same. You are in our universe, which means no, you cannot survive in space, and they cannot survive in space either. They can just survive on the moon because it has an atmosphere.
Yeah, I'm cool with only being able to go to the moon. Yeah,
you can't. Our moon doesn't have that, H-Man.
Well, it has atmosphere.
This is a magical moon that does not that exists in that universe. Our moon does not have that. You cannot breathe in space. Because they can't breathe in space either.
Well.
They can't. They can't. That's you know what an atmosphere is, right?
Yes.
Okay. So no, they cannot breathe in space. If they left the atmosphere, bye-bye Naruto.
It's just crazy, because I typed that into Google, and there's 21 million results that came up.
Yeah, because it's not,
everybody is like, what? The fuck is this dumb shit? That's literally
because it is highly argued.
No shit. It's stupid. It's dumb.
How dare you? It was a great movie.
I'm sorry. It's just, that's dumb.
I mean, it's a great movie, though.
I'm sure it's a great movie. I just don't. The idea of just like, hey, let's take these random ass characters who obviously we know can't breathe in space and let's just put them on the moon because why not? It just seems random.
It just,
Chakra can do a lot of things in this world.
I mean, it makes sense.
They're not there because of chakra.
Why they took them to the moon, though? Because they could flash out. They could flex their powers to destroy an entire planet without.
Oh, yeah. Hunter, I'm sure there's that it makes sense in the movie. It just, that's so random. I'm blown away. It's canon. Like the second you mentioned Naruto and space, I was like, it must just be a non-canon movie, because like I could understand that if they're just like, hey, we're going to do non-canon. Let's just have them fight on the moon. That's, you know what? That's a good point. Why the fuck doesn't more anime do dumb shit like that? Like, you're already making all these non-canon movies, right? All this random ass filler that doesn't actually have anything to do with the story. Why not just go crazy with it? Like, the Straw Hats in space. It's filler. Doesn't affect the story. Why not?
Man, what would that be like? Literally,
hysterical.
Literally using space, him flinging himself and just constantly flying because there's nothing to stop him.
Yeah. So knowing that you cannot, not breathe in space, you're choosing Naruto.
Yeah, absolutely, every day of the week.
Okay, I'm sticking with Goku. Can't beat instant transmission.
Yeah, I'm going with Goku too.
I mean, I still essentially have instant transmission, though.
So. No, it's not instant. It's not instant transmission.
It is still instant.
No, it's not the same thing.
Have you never heard of the yellow flash of the leaf? Actually, I know you haven't said day.
No, there. I fucking haven't.
Yeah, but that's different, though.
I was going to say, I know it's not the same. I'm sure there's some weird explanation.
I know you can't argue it, but at the same time, that is also different,
though. It's a space-time jutsu, and it literally bends space-time.
Shut up. That's so dumb. That is so dumb. Oh, my God. You're ruining Naruto for me.
I know. I'm trying not to spoil it, and this man...
I'm not even talking about spoilers. Like, this just sounds dumb. Like, everything he has explained so far just sounds like it will ruin the series. I'm sure it won't. I'm sure, like, with context, it makes sense. But you saying this without context just makes it sound absolutely terrible. You're going to – I can't put – just understand. You already anger people in the Naruto videos with how much you let things slip to me all the time. You are going to get so much shit this episode.
I don't think so. Like, space-time jutsu has no reference or meaning in any way to you.
It doesn't matter, though. You told me that there are jutsus that can break space and time.
Yep.
I'm okay with that.
Exactly.
But, like, he's...
It doesn't matter if you're okay with it.
Reviewing what I've said,
there's thousands of people who watch us that aren't okay with it. You can't just invalidate all of that, sir.
I'm just knowing you and knowing how our Naruto watching is going. and knowing when anything is going to become into relevance and knowing what I've said, I have determined it's not a spoiler. Like, you are either going to forget completely.
That's irrelevant, though. You can't just say it's not a spoiler. Yeah. It is a spoiler. You did spoil it. You can't just say it's not a spoiler because I say so. That's not how that works. Also, you did spoil. Because, like, now I know that Naruto can teleport. I know that he has powers that can fucking break the space-time continuum.
Well, no, okay. So, see that's
you,
the thing.
And you kind of ruined my outlook, because now I'm kind of bummed that the series goes in a stupid direction like that. All right, moving on. Thank you for the spoilers, H-Man. Roast him in the comments. I know you guys are, because you do it in the Naruto Shippuden reaction videos, and this is even more than that. I think you need to start listening to I think you need to start reading the Naruto Shippuden reactions so that you can, like, take the feedback from all the people who yell at you for spoiling me, like, multiple times a week. Would you rather be Kazuto Kirigaya from Sword Art Online or be Natsuki Subaru from ReZero?
You want to say that question one more time?
Yeah. Would you rather be Kazuto Kirigaya from Sword Art Online or be Natsuki Subaru from ReZero? So you'd be in that world. You essentially, let's say your consciousness gets teleported into their body.
Kirito.
Okay. Yep. Why? Is it just because of...
I hate ReZero.
Yeah, he does hate ReZero.
Really?
Yeah. I don't.
Why? Do you have no taste?
I drastically hate the main character. I hate his entire character. I don't like his personality. I don't like his decision making. I didn't really love the world building, especially in that first season. Like, I just don't think it's a good show, and I think it was. I just think it's bad.
You think it was mid?
Yeah, I think it was subpar. Didn't even hit par.
I didn't even ask you about the story. I just asked which character you'd want to take over.
He just went in right there, dude. Yeah,
I just really hate the character. I hate his entire development. I don't like his personality, his decision making.
What's weird to me is if he had only seen season one, that would make sense to me. Because, like, you're kind of supposed to hate Subaru in season one. But, like, saying you don't like his character development is wild to me, because he has, like, some of the best character development in, like, any series that I've seen. Like, his character development from when the show starts and, like, where it has left off is fucking crazy. He's like a completely different person. You live, Sione?
I don't know which one I'd go for. Like, because, like, with Kirito, you could at least log out.
Yeah, you can't, like, in ReZero.
You can't log out in ReZero, but you never can really die, so you can only do things perfectly.
I mean, but you were fine with not logging out when it was Konosuba. You chose Konosuba over that.
But you're talking about putting me into a world of ReZero, which is, like...
That's true. That's true. But you can't die.
You're going from Konosuba, which is sleeping on hay bales, to getting stabbed and getting gutted by some crazy fucking sexy-ass lady.
Not necessarily. Keep in mind, yes, you are in that world, and you are Natsuki Subaru. But, like, you don't have to simp for Amelia and chase her around and get killed because of it. I guarantee you.
Live
right?
your life.
If Subaru changed his mind, turned to Rem, and was like, you know what, Rem, I fucked up, I'm wrong, let's run off together and get married, she'd be like, absolutely, Subaru. And then, bing, bang, boom, you live off in your favorite life with the person that you love so much that you put her in a cum jar.
Who's Rem?
Yikers.
SAO. I'm choosing that. You're the worst.
So are we all choosing SAO?
I'm gonna have to go SAO on this one, but yeah, that I had to, dude. I had to drop that. It was just too perfect not to.
I know. Yeah, I'm going SAO. Alright. The final one. At least for this. And then I have five more interesting ones. For the post show that y'all are not going to want to miss. So stay tuned. Would you rather eat a devil fruit, get a random power? You don't get to choose. It's random. It's devil fruit from One Piece. Or would you rather attain a grimoire from Black Clover. Again, random power. Could be super weak. Could not be. You have no control over either.
So I get to be a pirate or a knight?
Basically? Well, not necessarily, right? There's plenty of people that have grimoires that don't become knights. There's plenty of people who eat devil fruits that don't become pirates.
I'm going Black Clover.
The devil fruit. The devil fruits generally, outside of the not being able to swim, generally devil fruits don't really have, like, there's not really super weak devil fruit, right? Like, there's some that are like not as great, but at least I've never seen a devil fruit that's like, that sucks, you know. Just, where we have seen people with powers in Black Clover that were kind of meh, but there's no drawback, right? At least with the devil fruit, you're probably going to get a stronger power more than likely, or at least you have a higher chance of having a power that will be useful, but you lose the ability to swim. Grimoire, you might get something real good, you might get something absolutely shit, but at least you could swim.
Yeah, the swimming thing is big for me because, one, I like swimming. Two, yeah, I'd rather not have to just avoid the water in case I was to fall off a cruise ship or something and I'm done. Like, it's,
why would you fall off a cruise ship? You understand that if you fall off a cruise ship, you're probably fucked no matter what.
But with Black Clover, I can literally just fly. So
no, that's not how that works.
Even the most basic bitches can fly on little brooms.
If you fell off a cruise ship, what are the odds that you had your broom with you?
Well, I'm okay with falling off a broomstick with a, or falling off a cruise ship. I can swim with Black Clover powers. It doesn't matter. They'll just throw me a line and I'll climb back up.
The Black Clover powers have nothing to do with swimming. There's an unless you are Noel, like, that's irrelevant. But you understand that if you fall off a cruise ship, more than likely you're getting sucked underneath the boat.
I'm probably into
the engine. Like, you know that, right?
It'll be fine. I'm a good swimmer. I'll swim out.
It's fine. You could be an Olympic swimmer. That's irrelevant. You're talking about a cruise ship.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get sucked under, though. I would get pushed the wake. I would get pushed into the wake.
No. Fine. No.
You'd get pulled under the boat.
Like, that's
how it works for those cruise ships. That's right?
How you get sucked under boats. Like the thing is, so it would depend, right? If you were at the very back of the boat and you fell off, by the time you hit the water, the boat would probably be far enough ahead that you'd be okay. But if you fell off the side or the front, you're done. Dead. You're dead. You're sucked in. You're going right through the fucking
into the wake.
Yeah, you're done.
Boat. Like, that's it.
Done. Like, there's no surviving.
Even getting, like, falling off the back of the boat, you'd still get pulled in.
Like, yeah, so like to be clear, basically, whether you have a devil fruit or not, you fall off the boat, you're fucked. The only difference is if like, you dove off the back so that you were far enough away from the boat when you hit the water. But even then, I mean, like, Christian's so tall, you'd be fucked up.
Yeah. But Black Clover powers.
But you don't know what power you'd get.
Right, I know. But
I mean, a lot of them have powers.
Well, yes, but he can still make a vehicle out of nothingness and drive it anywhere. So
it's a pretty ugly vehicle. Haha.
I also though, I feel like you keep defaulting to like the top people, the people that have become magic knights. That's not the majority. The majority of people in that universe have shit powers that can't do much.
Yeah, majority of them just use their powers to like make their lives better.
Yeah, this helps me farm. Like,
well,
you know,
okay. So no, the major, like, it depends on what section you're born in. Like, yeah, there are the peasant people who don't have very strong mana.
There's and then more you have peasants the
next
than,
tier up.
Yeah, which there's are more peasants
and
the next than
tier and, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The chance of you being a peasant, it's like if you are born in America, and the flip of the coin, am I born with millionaire parents or am I born poor? There's a way higher chance you're born poor or middle class than you ever are being born into a family of millionaires.
Middle class is okay. Only the lowest end had like the super weak mana. There were plenty of people in that in between area who were okay. It was only the super poor people out by the
of course they're okay, area. Yeah, but even the people in the main area that weren't royalty, like, they have magic, but their powers ain't shit.
But plenty of peasants have become knights, and I will take that as a guiding light in my life.
Well, not plenty. That's the black bulls. Yeah, the black bulls have, and the only reason that the black bulls became Magic Knights is because Yami was a godsend peasant.
Well,
thought it would be fun to have a group of peasants, which he has said multiple times.
Yep.
There's two peasants in the Black Bulls. There's one peasant in the Golden Dawn. There's three peasants in the Black Bulls. One peasant in the Golden Dawn. And then there's the legendary peasants in the Purple Orcas at one point in time.
There's no legendary. Peasants in the legendary Orcas. There's peasants Orcas. There's one peasant in the Golden Dawn who, whether or not he's a peasant is arguable. I don't want to get into that right now. The rest of them are there. That's it. He's the only peasant that made it into a Magic Knight that isn't in the Black Bulls.
I was talking about Zola.
Black Bulls.
No, he was.
He's also a peasant.
No, Zola's his dad.
Oh, yeah. Again, and he was the only one.
I said one legendary peasant in the Purple Orcas.
You're betting on a one singular person in a world of probably millions of people. You're banking on that one.
I'm not necessarily saying I can get into, but I'm saying that peasants have the ability to at least train to the point to be able to get into a Magic Knight. I'm not saying we don't have Magic Knights here in this world.
That's not true.
But that doesn't mean I don't have the ability.
Because of his anti-magic, but none of the peasants were able to. You can't. If your magic sucks, your magic sucks.
Red hair boy. There's ways Flame you can train boy. It. Flame boy is the most average peasant out there. He just kept trying.
Yeah. Do you think that you are in the top 0.01% of people?
I think that, if I, having the knowledge I have, if I got Black Clover powers, I would know that eventually training and progressing, I would be able to develop some really cool powers that would help me out in life.
Interesting.
And I don't have to be afraid of drowning. I don't have to be afraid of my bathtub or the neighbor's swimming pool.
I would pick a grimoire because the possibilities of a grimoire is pretty fire. But seeing as how I wasn't born in a millionaire, billionaire family, I know what the odds are of me being a peasant. I was already born a peasant in this life, as all of us were. All three of us would be peasants in Black Clover, just to be clear.
Yep.
So with that being said, and I don't know any rich people. I literally don't know anybody who was born rich. So I don't even know anybody who wouldn't be a peasant. Everybody I've interacted with pretty much in my entire life has been a peasant. And in that world, you can't just work hard to become better unless you're like, it's a very slim chance. I'm going to go with the devil fruit just because of the fact that like, it's more well-rounded. Like the chance of me getting a bad power that I'm like, fuck, I regret this is like very slim, where the chance of me getting like a really shit, well, I guess it also depends, like, are we in that world? I guess we'd be in that world.
No,
right?
No, you said we're in our world. I asked at the beginning, you said we're in our world, but we get one of those powers.
Yeah, I'm still going with devil fruit
for me.
I just feel like it has a higher chance of giving me something useful, where I feel like the grimoire, like, yeah, I could get something that would be like incredible, but I feel like the chance is so low that. Because I guess you get a grimoire based on who you are, right? So like if we're in our world and we're not being transported to that world, none of us, we are all peasants. So we would get peasant powers. Because we are peasants.
Okay. So no, to be very specific, correcting a mindset here, being a peasant does not base what kind of grimoire you get in any way.
Yes, it
being
does.
A peasant. No. Being a peasant.
You have lower amount of magic.
Yes. You have lower mana as a peasant in general, simply because of some weird genetic things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that does not, you can still get a badass grimoire with
the grimoire is irrelevant if you have peasant powers and you can't actually use the abilities in your grimoire to their full extent. That's what I mean. Like I'm saying, I don't think your choice is bad. I just, like me being a betting man that I am, just the chance of the grimoire working out is just way lower than the chance of the devil fruit working out. And I know I have to sacrifice being able to swim, but like, that's fine.
Yeah, see, I love swimming. I could not say, like,
it's I know you do. There's a reason why I picked Devil Fruit. I was gonna do something else. I forget what it was in Grimoire, but I was like, I gotta throw Devil Fruit.
Plus, honestly, just the basic ability to fly on a broomstick, like, I'll take it.
That's the thing though? Is that not everybody can do that, right? Or can everybody?
It's like a basic ability that the mages have. Like the only one who couldn't do it was Noelle because she had no control, and Asta because he has no magic.
No, I knew that. I didn't know if like the normal peasants could fly.
Yeah, no, it's the same as them hovering hovering the equipment that they farm with.
But then why? What? All right, so now I'm confused. Why do most of the peasants just walk everywhere then?
I think it's
like,
just
why, like,
because
why do
the
they
peasants have accepted their
the
place.
Woods.
That was the big thing is Asta's mindset and
That's
Yuna's
irrelevant.
Mindset was different.
That's like, irrelevant. If you got to go over to the if you got to go to the next town over to pick something up and you have the capability to fly on a broomstick, why the fuck would you not do that?
They
go places. They've done it. They've hiked. They've had to do things. Like there's been so many characters that didn't fly that they walked to places. And you can't ask who, because that's the point. They're side characters. They're the people that don't matter. They're like us. You know, we're not the main protagonist of the universe. It's like that.
I think it's the same reason why like they don't just float everywhere. They like nobody is just floating everywhere they go, and it's because it's just mana use. It's like when they're on the beach. They fly to the beach, but then once they get there, they stop.
Oh yeah,
flying.
So if it's mana, you might only be able to fly for like 5 minutes. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Depending on your mana.
Yeah, like I think I would say probably like an hour would be like a normal person, and then someone who actually has a good amount of mana would be obviously a lot longer because they take long.
Yeah, so I guess. So you would be able to fly, but like it's kind of a flip of a coin. Like, well, no, we already determined that we're peasants. So like you might be able to fly for 5 minutes. You might be able to fly for like an hour, but you can still fly.
I mean, I'm middle class, but you know, not a peasant. There was middle class people in that world. You had the richy rich, you had the middle class, and then you had the peasant.
But how long could they fly, sir?
The show doesn't involve them very much, so I don't know.
Fair. All right, so I want to ask you one last question before we get out of here and move on to the post show with our extra spice. They're not really that spicy, but some are. They're pretty spicy. Stick around. Go to the post show, patreon.com/nowiknowanime, and there's some would you rathers that I didn't. I was like, maybe we should put this in the YouTube video. But I have a question for you, H-Man, real quick. I just want to confirm this question because you seemed really confused earlier, and I want to make sure that you're making the right decision. Yeah. H-Man, would you rather have unlimited bacon but no more anime, or B, have anime? Unlimited anime, but no anime.
Okay, so you are saying no anime at the end.
Yes. Unlimited bacon, but no anime. Or have anime, unlimited anime, but no anime.
Okay, yeah, so exactly. The no anime at the end cancels out the entire second option.
Does it?
Yes, because you can't both have anime and not have anime. It doesn't matter that there's unlimited anime. You start with, you can have anime. Unlimited doesn't actually factor into it, but no anime means you're canceling out having anime.
It says that it's unlimited.
It's true.
Yes, but you're canceling it out with the but no anime.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
How do you know?
Logic.
I don't know. I don't know about that, man. I just don't think you're understanding it. I'm just saying. The definition of the word unlimited is not limited or restricted in terms of number, quantity, or extent.
But right.
I digress. Would you rather have unlimited bacon but no more anime? Have anime, unlimited anime but no anime? Which one?
I'm still going with the first one because you're adding but no anime at the end, and that cancels out the rest, and that's all that matters. I just
think you're misunderstanding, or maybe you're just a fake anime fan. I guess we'll have to wait for the post show to find out. Stick around, thank you for watching, and we will see you next.
We have to mention a very special person before this podcast.
Captain AC, number Patreon producer. I'm happy you remembered. At least you remembered. I kind of bummed you missed at the end, but I mean, you did a good job. You think as the note taker, he'd have like notes like mention this.
I hate it.
Where was your reminder of our ad break, huh? Huh?
I was going to.
We'll see you next week.
Fuck it.
I'm just saying.